This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. Hey, of the following four options, tell me which best describes the way you feel about the work that you're doing on a daily basis, your job right now, your career right now. Which of the following four fits best? Do you A, love your job? I mean, you're passionate about it, you feel fulfilled, and you find the work that you do incredibly meaningful. Option B, you just like your job. I mean, you're not passionate about it. You're not excited about going in there every day, but you like it. Option C, you dislike your job. Or option D, you absolutely hate your job. I mean, you feel absolute hatred for that job that you do, for that career that you've chosen. It crushes you to go in there on a daily basis. Now, according to the latest Gallup polls, only 32% of Americans, it turns out, actually love what they do for a living, meaning they find the work they do fulfilling, meaningful. They're passionate about it. And that leaves a whopping 68% of people feeling unfulfilled with the work that they do on a daily basis, Monday through Friday. And in my mind, that is absolutely unacceptable. And if you're listening to this episode, then it's likely that you think so too. So if you're interested in changing that once and for all, then you've tuned in to the right place, baby. Because today we're going to go over the 10 things that you can do and keep in mind if you want to do what you love for a living. Let's dive right in. Number one, the first thing to remember if you want to do what you love for a living is to put the right address into your GPS. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is this. There is a formula that you can easily put together and just plug in that can help you find more purpose in the work that you do, more meaning in the work that you do, and more fulfillment in the work that you do on a daily basis. Now, when I first started trying to figure out how to find and do what I love for a living, how to find and do work that matters to me, I was confused just like everybody else. So I decided to take conscious control of my own destiny and do something about it. And I ended up coming up with something I like to call the GPS formula. Now, I'll continue to explain the meaning of this little acronym, GPS, in the next few tips. But for now, here's a broad overview. Here's how it goes. G stands for what am I great at? The P stands for what am I passionate about? What do I love to do? And S, how can I provide people with a service by combining both G and P? How can I combine what I'm great at with what I'm passionate about in service to the world? Now, the overlapping of these three domains, the nexus of these three domains, is how you'll figure out the best possible road to go down when you start trying to make a living doing what you love, when you start trying to figure out what lights you on fire on a daily basis, finding work that matters to you. Let's dive into the nitty-gritty here. What are you great at? Let's talk about the second piece here to doing work you love on a daily basis. What are you great at? This is the first piece of the GPS formula. Now, it seems like a pretty simple question, right? If you're not sure how to answer this question, then you need to grab a notebook and take a few minutes to create a list of your greatest strengths, your skills. Write it all out. Write it all down. List it all out. And when you're done with your list, you'll feel good about the fact that you've actually got something positive to look at on paper, first of all. And also, the next piece here is to organize that list of your strengths based on what you believe you're best at from the list of skills and qualities that you've written down about yourself, right? Now, don't rush through it. Just take your time. You can even pause this if you want to. And once you're done, you'll be ready for the second part of this three-pronged approach to taking control and doing work that matters to you. Third piece here is to answer the question, what do I love? What am I passionate about? Now, this can really confuse people. It did for me big time. It was really a tough thing for me to figure out and get clear about. And people really tend to get way too caught up in trying to find their passion. Now, let me be crystal clear about this. We do not find passion. Passion's a result. We bring it about on a daily basis by taking action. And we need to bring passion with us, right? Wherever we go, and inject passion into everything that we do. And the best way to do that is to just try doing more of the things that you actually enjoy doing, that you love to do. And while you're doing those things, keep a journal within reach so that you can write down whether you love a certain thing enough to try and make a living out of it. Or if you're in a job that you have right now, that maybe you're not fulfilled within the role that you have, within your current role. Well, hey, maybe you can talk to your direct superior and see if you can explore some other roles within the company. Maybe you have recently developed sort of a passion or an enjoyment of giving presentations. Well, maybe you can do that. Maybe you can get into a role within the same company that allows you to do that a little bit more. Or maybe you can present a project or an idea to your boss that allows you to dive deeper into giving presentations or having a more active role in terms of presenting and speaking within your company. And I mean, asking isn't going to hurt anybody. Trying isn't going to hurt anybody. But getting an opportunity like that, if that's something you enjoy, can completely change the trajectory of, number one, the meaning and enjoyment that you get from the work that you do, and number two, possibly your career. So the fourth thing to keep in mind in terms of doing work that you love is to determine your highest point of service. Your highest point of service is where your greatest gifts, G, intersect with your passions, P, in a way that allows you to serve other people. Now, we just touched on this a moment ago. This is where you focus on the S part of the GPS formula, that part that requires you to produce value for others, your employer, your customers, your readers, so that you can then actually make a living doing what you love, right? This is where you sell the customer. This is where you get another client. This is where you really provide value to your employer. This is where you take care of your customers. This is where you gain more customers, right? This is about service, and this is about serving as many people as you possibly can at the highest quality that you possibly can, so you can make a living doing what you love. Now, the best way to figure out your highest point of service is to go back to your lists. You want to start by referring to the list of things that you made about everything that you're great at, the G part of the formula, and then you want to cross-reference this list with the list of things you are passionate about, that you enjoy doing. Now, once you've done that, you're ready for the final step, which is to determine and decide upon the best combination of G and P, what you're great at, what you're passionate about, with the highest probability of successfully being able to serve other people. Now, if you want a thorough understanding of what it takes to tap in your highest point of service, I'd recommend picking up a book called Essentialism. We've got the summary over at getflashbooks.com as well. But again, the name of the book is Essentialism by Greg McKeown. Great book, very powerful book. And that said, let's dive in to the next thing to remember if you want to do what you love for a living. And that is to always be reading, to always be taking in information and learning and taking new ideas in and applying those ideas. Now, if you want to do what you love for a living, you need to be on the constant lookout for ways to gain more knowledge about what you aspire to do, right? And how do you do that? You do that by reading the best books about this particular area of interest. Now, here's something you can do as soon as you've figured out what you want to do for a living. Once you've figured out what you want to do, here's an actionable insight. Find 5 of the best books about the job that you want to have, the career path you want to go down, the industry you want to work in, and read those books cover to cover. Take notes on what you read, and then apply that material in real life. It's the best way to learn. And by the time you've finished reading these books, you'll have placed yourself in the top 5% of subject matter experts in your field, positioning yourself to totally dominate, to totally crush it, but only if you follow the next idea here. For doing work you love, remember, 6, follow up 5 with 6, which is to take action. Take action. Once you've learned about the industry that you want to work within, take action on the stuff that you've learned. Those ideas you've picked up, that information you've learned about, that knowledge that you've gained. Hey, now it's time to apply it, baby. When I decided to start my own self-improvement podcast, this podcast right here, I knew I needed to acquire some tech-related knowledge to do this properly, to do it professionally. So I took a course on how to start a podcast. The course, it was 12 weeks long. But do you think I waited 12 weeks, 3 excruciating months until I was finally finished with the course to start taking action? Heck no, son. No way. Every single lesson was followed up with immediate action. Every module, every idea, every little thing that I learned, hey, let me apply that. Taking immediate action allowed me the opportunity to apply what I learned, and more importantly, to see if it actually worked. That's what you got to do. As soon as you learn something, hey, let me apply this. Let me see if this works. Let me put this into action. Let me see if the person that taught me this is really telling the truth. Is it really proven, or is this bullshit? Let me try it out and see for myself. That's the mentality that you want to have. So take immediate action. If I waited until the course was all over to begin taking action, I'd have been so overwhelmed that I would have procrastinated on taking any action at all. So if you want to do what you love for a living, you need to remember this. You need to always be taking deliberate action immediately after you learn something so that you can then decipher the difference between what works and what doesn't. All right. Tip 7 to remember if you want to do what you love for a living, find a mentor. Find a mentor. You've heard this before. You know this. It doesn't matter, though, if you're learning from someone in real life or if you're learning from someone through their books, through their videos. You want to find the best of the best in your industry and use these people as guides, as role models to help you become more successful, to help you avoid those painful pitfalls that they ran into so that you can successfully arrive to that sweet spot where you'll be making a living doing what you love to do. Now, wondering where or how to go about finding a mentor? Well, you can start by making a list of potential mentors. Just jot these people down. And then you want to learn more about these people. Read their work. Read their books. Follow them on Twitter. Listen to their interviews. And if you've got the courage to do so, go ahead and reach out to them. They probably aren't going to bite you. And they'll probably be flattered at being a potential mentor to you, right? And if they don't answer you, if they don't reply, hey, no problem. Don't get butthurt about it. Learn from them still. Watch their videos, read their articles, read their books, consume the stuff that they've put out there. Because success leaves clues. Success leaves clues. So make a list of the people that you aspire to go down the same path as, and then figure out what they've done. Figure out what they've done to become successful. And then, if you can, find patterns between the people on that list. What are some commonalities that they have? And what are some commonalities that they have that they share? Right? See if you can decode this pattern of success and apply it within your own life. Number eight, the eighth tip, the eighth thing to remember if you want to do what you love for a living is this. Get out your comfort zone, baby. Get out of your comfort zone. Get out of your comfort zone. Several years ago, I used to be in terrible, terrible physical condition. I was fat, I was unhealthy, and I was totally out of shape. Now, I knew that if I wanted to make a change in my life, I'd have to get myself out of my comfort zone and dedicate myself to eating healthier, to working out 5+ times a week. You know, but I had my fair share of challenges. For example, it was scary for me to go to the gym because I felt like everyone was watching me and thinking, what's this worthless chubby slob doing up in here, right? But even though it was uncomfortable for me to go to the gym, I forced myself to do it anyway. Why? Because the temporary pain of feeling like people were watching and making fun of me was not nearly as heavy in my mind as the long-term pain that I knew I'd feel if I did not get a handle on my health. Eventually, I got myself into the best shape of my life, and I developed a passion for health and fitness. And on top of that, this was a keystone habit that I developed, meaning that it affected every other dimension of my life also. My confidence improved. My energy shot through the roof, right? I felt great about myself. And I'm not telling you this to impress you. I'm telling you this to impress upon you that it's crucial to get out of your comfort zone if you want to find and do something that you love for a living, because the benefits of doing so will pour into every area of your life. All right. Tip number nine to remember. The ninth thing to remember if you want to do what you love for a living is this. Do not burn yourself out. Too many people blindly believe that they need to do this, you know, back-breaking work in order to earn their keep and be successful. They feel like they need to grind and hustle their way into success. But this isn't always the case. On the flip side, doing work that you love isn't supposed to be totally easy, but that doesn't mean that it's supposed to be excruciatingly painful either. People who do what they love for a living maintain their charge by cultivating a symbiotic relationship between labor and love. Labor and love. So the key takeaway is this. If you're burning yourself out, you're doing it wrong. Step back, recharge. You might even end up coming back with a new perspective, a new idea, a new way of looking at things if you do that. Because sometimes we can get so, we get into this tunnel vision when we're just cranking it out, grinding and hustling. And I'm big on that, but I also know when to step back. And I didn't always know that. I didn't always have that, that principle. In my way of life, it took me a while to learn that. I thought that, hey, the harder I work, the more results I'll get, and you know that's how I'll become successful. But sometimes you've already worked as hard as you can work, and you come to this point of diminishing returns because you're tired, you're sleep deprived, your energy is low, you're not nourishing and renewing those other dimensions of your life, and things start to decline. So remember when to step back and recharge and refuel and nourish the other dimensions of your life, your physical health, your emotional well-being, your spiritual well-being, right? Because those things matter as well. And those things will help you become more successful in doing what you love for a living. Now, finally, the 10th thing to remember, if you want to do what you love for a living, and this is crucial, it's this. Make friends with failure. Make friends with failure. Regardless of who you are, regardless of what you do, there is one thing you need to get comfortable with, whether you're ready for it or not. Failure! Now, throughout my own personal journey towards doing work that matters to me, meaningful work that I'm fulfilled with, that I'm passionate about, that makes a contribution to the world. Throughout that journey, I failed so many damn times, I decided to create a public list of my failures. I actually haven't updated in a while. I should do that because I've had even more failures since then. And that's okay, because failure is my friend, baby. Because the reason why it's important to make friends with failure is because you can look back on those failures and learn from them, not ruminate on them, not feel like crap because you failed, not give up because you failed, but learn from those failures. And more importantly, grow from them, become anti-fragile from them, come back even better than you were before. Because a lot of people, they'll fail and that's their cue. They're like, all right, you know what? I failed. This isn't for me. I'm out of here, baby. Let me get out of here. That's their cue to just give up. But not you. Don't do that. Learn from that failure. If that means that this might not be the right path for you, hey, that's okay. This idea, it failed. That's cool. It's okay. Now you know that this doesn't work, which means you can start on that next idea. It means now you can apply all your effort, your energy into something different. Because this, hey, you just cut your losses. You don't have to worry about this anymore. It didn't work. That's okay. Try something else. Try something else. Try something else. Try something else. Try something else until you succeed. There's more than one path to success. If the first road doesn't get you there, hey, no problem. Turn around. If that road doesn't get you there, hey, no problem. Go around that. Don't worry about it. There's going to be a lot of barricades on your path to success. And even once you're successful, there will be even more. But the key and the great joy of life is actually in finding your way around these barricades and getting yourself out of the maze, right? So make friends with failure. Because if there's one thing I know for sure, it's that failure is inevitable on your path to success. But the beautiful thing about failure is that the more it happens, the closer you get to that sweet spot, that place you've defined as your own unique intersection of where your greatest gifts collide with your skills, coming together in a way that allows you to finally fulfill the dream that you desire and deserve, which is to combine what you love with how you live. It is possible. I promise you it is. If I can do it, so can you. This is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn. It's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.